Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story. You don't know my story.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Oh,
Yeah. No matter how long it takes, I'm not giving up. I'm going to wait on him. I dare you to wait on him. If you wait, he's coming. I am Louis Beeson, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Peace from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessing be to you from the Lord. I pray right now that God allow the word be illuminated in your eyes. And I just want to welcome everybody to the word at noon. I'm excited about the word of God. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is his will that you thank him for, the good, bad, and ugly. Don't worry about it. Just go on and give him thanks. You said, preacher, how can you say that? Well, Romans 8:28 says, and I know that all things are working together for your good. You have to say for my good. It's working for me. It's working for me. I ain't understanding. I ain't trying to understand it. It's working for me. That's all I need to know. You don't need no other stuff. Know that he's working it for you. If you were the only one on planet Earth, he'd be working for you. Hey, we're going to ask Pastor Bill. If she would give us a word of prayer, and let's see, she'll read from the Messenger Bible, and I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll read from the King James Version. So, Pastor Bill, will you give us a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good that I can share Proverbs 3:5-6. And I'll be reading it from the Message Bible. And Pastor,
you breaking up, Pastor. Maybe it's me. What you say?
No, it's breaking up for me, too.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yes, I hear feedback.
Are you hearing it now?
Let's see. Trust in the Lord. No, that's better, Pastor.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he's the one who will keep you on track. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for another day. Thanking you for this broadcast. Thanking you, Father God, for the listeners and those that participate and those that are listening by internet, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise for your word, thanking you that we're just learning and receiving the word of God from our pastor, and we ask that you will continue to bless him and use him mightily as he teaches this word, that we are able to understand it, Father God. And Lord, help us to meditate on the word day and night. Father God, we are praying for all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. You know what they're going through, Father God. And we're binding up anything that come into their life that is not Christ-like, that we will be as you would have us to be. Father God, be with those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we're healed. Be with those that are going through and those who are bereaved. You said you'll keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, help us to continue to stay in the word of God and uplift one another and love one another as you love us, Father God. Now open up our hearts and our mind to this word that we're able to receive it and share it. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Well, our scripture is in 2 Peter. 2 Peter. You all may want to write some of these scriptures down. First chapter. And we're going to go through the 2nd through the 5th verse. I think that's it. These are foundational scriptures. So we're going back there to our foundational scriptures. So it's 2 Peter 1, verse 2 through 5. Hallelujah.
Second Peter 1, what else, Pastor?
2nd verse through the 5th verse.
Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible. Grace and peace to you many times over as you deepen in your experience with God and Jesus, our Master. Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your ticket to participation in the life turn your back on a world corrupted by lust. So don't lose a minute in building on what you've been given, complementing your basic faith with good character, spiritual understanding, alert discipline, passionate patience, reverent wonder, warm friendliness, and generous love. Each dimension fitting into and developing the others. With these qualities active and growing in your life, no grass will grow under your feet. No day will pass without its reward as you mature in your experience of our Master Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been talking about adding knowledge to the knowledge you already have, okay? I just want to be clear with that. Add knowledge to what you already got.
Yeah.
And knowledge really is a fact, or knowledge is a range of information or understanding, okay? It's just like we're new creatures. Well, do you really understand that? Old things are passed away. All things become new. Now, these things is of God, not worldly things. That's where people get it twisted. Oh, well, you know, I don't drink no more. I don't get high no more. I ain't hoe on. I ain't out of that life. Not even talking about that mess. Ain't what he talking about. Talking about people who are things of God, God's principle. Yeah. This is the truth, brothers and sisters. You got to start with truth. If you're going to start with knowledge, you got to sum up what you know and let it be based on truth.
Yeah.
Please,
amen.
Whatever you're teaching, whatever it's about, let it be predicated on truth. Not your truth, but the truth, okay? And today, we're going to add on to knowledge, and we're going to talk a little bit about the gospel, the true gospel, okay? See, knowledge, and I get it, brother and sister, I know knowledge is information, intelligent, knowing. I get all of that, but I'm talking about spiritual knowledge. Spiritual knowledge comes from revelation knowledge. And the only way you revelation knowledge is get it from God.
All right.
God has a job to teach us revelation knowledge, to bring those things back to memory that Christ had already said. If we'll read it like that, okay? And one thing I said on yesterday, and I think I'm going to go back and kind of recap a little of that and let you know, brothers and sisters, you have to be careful with knowledge, okay? Because the Bible says over in Genesis, and I'll tell you, that there was a tree, and it was called the tree of knowledge. But it didn't say that. So I had to go back and reread that thing, okay? Because this is how man got in the state of confusion where he at now, and divisions and war and competition and disagreement. All of that came into being through ignorance and not understanding true knowledge. Of course, that includes religion, okay? So God's original commandment to Adam, and you'll find it in Genesis 2:17. I'm going to ask them to read this in Genesis 2:17. I'm just trying to make my case, and then we're going to move forward. But you got to understand where I'm coming from. So in Genesis, which Genesis means the beginning, and about anything you want to know, start from the beginning. And don't start in the middle of the book. Go from the beginning so you can get a clear understanding of what's going on. Genesis 2:17.
Amen. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
Amen.
Amen.
From the Message Bible. Tree of knowledge of good and evil, don't eat from it. The moment you eat from that tree, you're dead. Amen.
Amen. So God's original commandment to Adam, but of the tree of the knowledge, it was a tree of knowledge, woo, a big tree. And on that tree, it had good and evil.
Yes.
But you can't handle it. Stop trying to handle the good and evil. Don't try to mix it. And I made a statement yesterday, I'm going to make it again. See, you cook this beautiful cake, and you got all kind of ingredients in it. Now, suppose you put a lot of antifreeze or different things in there. Now, the cake looks pretty. Oh, yeah, it looks nice. It's beautiful. The right ice and everything. Now, you won't know it because it's good and evil. Then put antifreeze in there. Antifreeze ain't good. We had a lady over in Georgia here. She fed her husband antifreeze, man. That man thought him was the best meal ever. The best meal ever. But he didn't know it was good and evil in that cake. He didn't know it. He ate it
all
and
right.
died. Listen, brother, you ain't all of that, okay? Understand, if God tell you that you eat of that tree of good and evil. See, there's a lot of good stuff and a lot of evil stuff, but you don't know it till you bite into it. They're just like a lot of good and evil in an organized church. So when God tells you to come out of the worldly church and get into his church, which is Christ, which is not a building made by hand. Don't make me go to the book of Hebrews, and I'll show it to you. But eternal to the heavens, and you ought to be seeking him which sit above, according to Colossians 3 and 1. But anyway, the tree, and I want y'all to hear this, that tree, it was knowledge there, but it was good and evil. And sometimes we don't know the difference till we done bit into it. A lot of men, they look good. You don't know what you got until you bit into. A lot of women have gotten with men and gotten with women. They don't know what they got until they got into it. So didn't I tell you that? And believe me, I believe everybody is good. I believe you got born again, all that good stuff. But listen, brother and sister, I just want to keep it real with you. There's something you don't need to be trying to figure out. Let God figure it out. He's better off to figure it out. You remember when they had they got hungry and they didn't have nothing to eat, and that little boy had the two fish and five barley loaves. Them disciples couldn't figure out how to feed 5,000 folks. They didn't know what to do. So Jesus said, you give me that, and you spread them out, and then that's your job to put them in rows of 50. And my job is to have bread to become bread, and meat to become meat. So that was his job. See, sometimes you got to let God do some stuff for you. That's knowledge, brothers and sisters, okay? Let me move on. Because, see, over there in the third chapter of the book of Genesis, the sixth verse, Adam had rebelled. He ate the wrong tree. And this tree represented knowledge that was both good and evil. Listen, brother, everything that looked good ain't good, okay? I just want you to know that. So in other words, the tree was not entirely evil. It contained a mixture of truth and false knowledge. That's what I want you to see. There was some good knowledge and some bad knowledge. You're going to have to ask yourself, are you getting good knowledge or are you getting bad knowledge? Hello, somebody.
Amen.
See, that's, that become your choice. So you can receive good knowledge or bad knowledge. Well, the Holy Ghost is going to teach you good knowledge if you'll come out of the world. It's just like, today I'm going to touch a little bit on the gospel, okay? Because we got to know, brothers and sisters, what gospel are you hearing? What gospel are being preached to you? The Bible says, let's see, I guess we could start with Revelations 12 and 9, in the book of Revelation 12 and 9. And I'm just going to share some more knowledge with what you already got, because I know you are already there, and I know you got it going on, you've been to school. So let's find Revelation 12 and 9. Because all we're doing is adding on. Remember 2 Peter now. I don't want you to get away from the subject. The subject here is adding on more truth. So you're getting more truth now. And that's what this is about. You're getting a little bit more truth, not that you didn't know. So I'm not trying to question what you know. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says, okay? So in Revelation 12 and 9, please read that. Did I lose you, evangelist Ursula?
No, I'm here. I just, 12:9. Okay, so the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. From the Message Bible. The devil, I'm sorry, the dragon and his angels fought back, but were no match for Michael. They were clean they were cleared out of heaven, not a sign of them left. The great dragon, ancient serpent, the one called devil and Satan, the one who led the whole earth astray. Amen.
Notice the Revelation 12:9 states, Satan deceived the whole world. That's why Christ said, come out of the world. Look up that world. Do your research. Find out what world means. You know, just don't take somebody's word for it. Don't let it be predicated on what you feel. Look up the word. See what it means. Mm-hmm. World is a system. That's a system.
Yeah.
But anyway, when you think about it, this is a staggering statement. The whole world, surely the truth about the subject, it's vital, people, as the gospel brought by Christ will be to be excluded. And I want you to hear this. Please hear this. The gospel would not be excluded from the deception. Christ's gospel cannot be excluded from this statement. So the first record spoken by Christ are repent. These are the words. Now, I didn't write this stuff. In Mark 1, 15, we'll go to Mark 1, 15. And I'm just going to share a few things, and then we're going to, anybody have any questions or statement they want to make, that's fine. But we're going to talk about this for, I don't know, maybe today, tomorrow, whenever God say to stop, that's when we'll stop. But so you don't want to miss what's going to go forward. In Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1, verse 15, how that read?
Mark 1:15. Amen.
Amen.
And saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The message, Bible. Time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. Amen.
But is the real gospel? Is there more than one? I ask. Those would be true to Christians are told they must believe the gospel. So the previous verse states Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. That is no other gospel but the kingdom of God. And most people don't know what the kingdom of God is. They think the kingdom of God is building up a building. No, brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God, you want to know what it is? I'm glad you asked me. Romans 14:17 says, for the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink. Here it is right here. Here to catch it now. Don't let the devil steal this from you. Here's the kingdom of God. So people start talking, oh, I'm building the kingdom. No, you ain't building jack.
All right.
It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. That's what the kingdom of God is. Plain and simple. I'm building it for the kingdom. Oh, the kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost. How you going to build the Holy Ghost? Dumb.
Can't do it.
For the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. Now, here's what happens. You can receive God's kingdom in you, okay? God's government comes in you. So you began to operate based on God's things, God's stuff, God's government, how he operates things. And he don't operate like the world operates.
That's so right.
You can't have church unless you're in a building. And that's a foolish concept. You are the church. Know ye not that you are the body of Christ? You ought to know this stuff. You don't know that? Have you forgotten what purified you? Not a building, not a system, But it was Christ that came in you. He could have came in you at Kroger's, at Walmart, at JCPenney.
Mm-hmm. All right.
The Holy Ghost don't have no prep where you can receive him at. You can receive him in the back seat.
That's right.
So the geographic place doesn't matter, brother and sister. Don't let the enemy fool you with that. But anyway, the real gospel, brothers and sisters, is the gospel. That's where Jesus came preaching. That's what we should be preaching, the kingdom of God.
That's right.
I mean, you can receive the real gospel in the house. Read Acts 5:42. They went from house to house. I just want you to know the truth, brothers and sisters. And Satan had lied and had told so many lies. He's such a great deceiver. And if you get caught up in there, you'll never really know what the kingdom of God is. There is no other gospel but the kingdom of God. Of course, the world focuses on the person of Jesus Christ rather than his message. He brought it and almost entirely ignored, this is what they do, ignore the kingdom of God. The governing family of God that is coming to earth. I just wish I had time, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you what. Because we're talking about old heaven. God, Jesus ain't told you to try to get nobody into heaven. He told you to get eternal life. Heavens is God's throne. God saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. You couldn't handle heaven. You ain't ready. I'm not ready. No one ready. But we can handle what God has for us. We can become partakers of a divine nature. That's what God wants you to do. Take your part. You're part of the divine nature. You're a spirit man or spirit woman having human experience. That's what you are. Because you're a new creature. You can't describe you. You're a new creature. You're a creature. Yeah.
Thanks,
you're a creature. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you look like, because I see you on the inside, not the outside. The world see the outside.
Right.
You may not believe it, but you got some family members still don't believe you saved. You got some friends and folks. They're going to treat you like they did before you received Christ. They can't get away from it. They can't help it because they are of the world. That's what world is supposed to do. Preach to you like you're a sinner. And they don't know that God don't see you condemned. I read that over there in Romans 8:1. Therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. But anyway, we're going to put a period right there. And tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about the kingdom of God, the truth about it, okay? His kingdom is not of this world. Let me leave that with you. His kingdom is not of this world. So that's why you got to do your research and see what world is about. See what that means. So that when you hear the truth, you'll know the truth.
Amen.
And guess what? You ain't got to pay a dime for the truth. The gospel is really free, brothers and sisters. Don't let people fool you. The gospel is free. The truth is free.
Amen. Yes, it is. Amen. Praise God.
Okay. We ran just a tad bit over, but it's okay. I don't have no time with God. So if anybody have anything you want to say, press 1, and we'll let you come in. Or you have any comments, you want to edify somebody, want to build up the body of Christ, here's the place you can do. You got an inspiring word. You want to encourage somebody. But we don't talk down to people here. We encourage people to be everything the word of God say they are.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I would like to say thank you for all your prayers. God gave us traveling mercy coming down the highway. There was an incident. This truck was, we were in the middle lane. This truck was in the far right-hand lane, had a mattress, and I guess he had a mattress and bedding on the truck. And here he didn't strap down that mattress tight enough, and it flew off the truck, and it came in our direction, and it just hit the side of the passenger side. But it would have been more damaging had my daughter not pulled, swayed over a little bit away from it. So we just thank God for his travel and mercy and keeping us safe and keeping us, as they say, dangerous, seen and unseen. So we know God's word is powerful. His prayer is powerful. So once again, I'm thanking you all for your prayers. I like to also share with the scripture from the Message Bible, Romans 7:14, as Pastor was sharing, God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach. For goodness sake, it's what God does your life as he sets it right. Put it together and completes it with joy. So I'm so thankful for the word of God, knowing that his word is faithful and his word is true. So I'm so thankful for the word at noon. I'm thankful for all those that are listening, and even our pastor, he teaches this word. And today, as Evangelist Ursula reads the word, you know, God's word is powerful. I just can't express it enough. And I'm just thankful that I'm learning truth. Amen. And you're never too old to learn. And no matter what you have been taught, you can always be open. Or if you open, you can always receive God's word. So thank you, Pastor, for the word. Thank God for his message that he uses you through the word.
Amen.
And God bless everyone.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah. Hallelujah. Press one. Oh, go ahead.
I'd like to read Proverbs 8:32-36. For blessed are those who keep my ways, hear instruction and be wise, and do not disdain it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting on the pulse of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who sins against me wrongs his own soul, and those who hate me love death. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. It's fine words. Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, tomorrow is Thankful Thursday, and what we do on Thankful Thursday, you come and we have a scripture or something you're thankful to God for. I know you're thankful to God for everything, but we're talking about the word of God. There's a word that you have in your spirit that God has illuminated and have blessed. Well, we ask you to come tomorrow and share that word. And just like it illuminated your spirit and brought life and light to you, the same thing it would do probably for someone else. So if you have a word tomorrow, if not, we'll continue on this subject. We're adding truth to truth, virtue to virtue, faith to faith. And that's what we're talking about, adding. And it's a good thing to add. It's better than subtract. That I know. And it's even better to multiply. You wait till we get to talking about the multiply, how God's grace is multiplied on our lives. So we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless.